This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito here from Island Community Church, and good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. Maybe good afternoon. Thanks for taking 30 minutes of your Tuesday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. You're going to hear a message today I just preached on Mother's Day, and it's entitled, Being a Godly Mother in an Ungodly World. And boy, isn't that the truth. You know, women today in this country are scorned and mocked and ridiculed for trying to walk with God and for trying to be obedient to His Word. And it's all around us. That's what the sermon was, is some encouragement for women and some godly instruction from the Apostle Paul on how women should honor God by how they live and things they should be focused and concentrated on. So that's where we're at here today and tomorrow. I invite everyone out to church this weekend, this week, our order of services. We are in Acts chapter 7 and 8 on Wednesday night. That's Wednesday night at 6. You can join us live right here at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. Again, it's Island Community Church. If you enjoy this program, if you're new to the area, or if you're just looking for a new church home, and if you like what you hear on the radio, I invite you to come by for one of our services. Wednesday at 6, this Sunday morning, my sermon is entitled, The Trustworthiness of Scripture. You can trust your Bible. Not only that, but you can trust in every word, every jot and tittle. As the Lord Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You can trust your Bibles. That's my sermon this week. More on that as we get closer to Sunday. But here now is part one of this message, How to Be a Godly Mother in an Ungodly World. How to be a godly mother in an ungodly world is what we're going to look at here this morning. So today, while we can, though it's not very popular anymore, we're going to honor and celebrate Mother's Day here in America. Amen. Right? Amen. How to be a godly mother in an ungodly world. Our scripture verse comes out of the book of Titus. In chapter 2, if you'd like to turn there. Right after 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy is the book of Titus. It's another letter written from the Apostle Paul to a pastor. The pastor's name was Titus. Okay, let's actually pick it up in verse 1. Titus chapter 2, verse 1, he says, But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine, that the older men be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, in love, in patience, and the older women likewise, that they should be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, so that the word of God may not be blasphemed. Wow. Look at the end result for missing the mark here in this text. And that's not just for women. That's for everyone here that he's speaking to. missing the mark here in this text, the Apostle Paul says, is blaspheming the word of God. Now let's pray before we get started. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we sit under your word here this morning. We listen for your voice. Please continue to speak to us through your word. We listen for you. Help us to be doers of your word as well, and not just hearers, please. We listen for you. Word of God, speak to our souls and our consciences here this morning. Lord, in Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Now, we hear every day about wicked mothers who do evil things, but I believe most people have good mothers who do their best. No mother is perfect. Motherhood is no easy job. Our culture has embraced personal happiness as its greatest value at all costs. Have you noticed that? The dangers of divorce, the acceptance of sexual immorality, and a preoccupation with self-fulfillment have taken their tolls on the family. The temptation is all over your smell-o-vision. While our culture spins out of control and the family unit breaks down, the Bible lifts up the family and exalts the place of the woman in the family. Motherhood is a ministry. It is a ministry of teaching and preparing children to follow God and his ways, and of being an example of the love of Jesus. I recently read of the mother of John and Charles Wesley, famous brothers. One was a preacher, the other was a famous hymn writer back in the day. Now, their mother, Susanna, believe it or not, had 16 children. All the women gasped at that. And it was so difficult for her to have any quiet time. She had this routine that her kids knew. Now, I don't know if it was her dress or a shawl or something, but she would pick it up and throw it over her head. And any time that she did that, her kids knew that mom's having some quiet time with the Lord. At least for a couple minutes when that dress or whatever over and draped over her head, her kids were to leave her alone so she could have some quiet time with God. I read about a missionary who was trying to stir up interest to get people to go to a foreign country and preach the gospel. At the end of the service, a woman dragging her little boy behind her said to the missionary, "I feel like God is calling me to be a missionary." The missionary responded and said, "He is indeed." And pointing to the young boy, he said, "And there's the little heathen he wants you to minister to." Now, Paul's protege, Titus, ministered in a pagan environment among Christians who had a background in such violence, dishonesty, immorality, that the Cretans were legendary for it. Hence the phrase, Cretan. You remember that phrase? Have you ever heard that before? "Arr, you little Cretan." That's real. It came about from this city here. Now, the Christian women were trying to be godly, but they were living in an ungodly society and an ungodly world. And we see the very same thing going on here in the United States as well. Look at how godly women are scorned today in the United States. There's a whole lot of Cretans around here. I recently read that in this country, 93% of all Down syndrome children are aborted. Did you know that? When I was a kid, the 1970s, growing up in New Jersey, the kids with Down syndrome all worked at McDonald's. And I was wondering what one day recently, whatever happened to all the Down syndrome kids? Why don't I see them around? Well, now I know the answer. Some doctor recommended to the woman
Oh, well, this child's not going to live a fruitful life, so you're better off just aborting them. That's the kind of pressure that's on women today here in the United States. The Apostle Paul gives some instruction for the women in Crete, but the godly instruction is for all women everywhere. Now, the older women are to teach the young and the mothers how to be a godly mother in an ungodly world. So the first thing that a godly mother in an ungodly world should do. Now all these, I've already filled them out on your outline. If you can hold on to this and keep this. Number one, the first thing is love your husband. Verse 4. This was not very stylish then or now as well. Your marriage relationship takes priority. Ephesians 5:22 instructs us, wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands and everything. But it doesn't stop there. This is a two-way street. The verse continues, husbands, love your wives, same as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. So when the marriage relationship is your priority, God is honored and you will have a sound marriage. And the wife and the husband will be the most fulfilled that they could possibly be. And your kids will learn how to have a successful marriage by watching you. They're always watching you. Unlike me, and I know many of you, my parents got divorced when I was 13 years old. That did a lot of damage to me. But the worst part of it was that I never heard them argue one day in my life. That made it harder for me to accept. And here I am, 46 years later, still commenting on it. But loving your husband like this and being a godly woman in an ungodly world is in stark contrast to the ungodliness in this country, where personal happiness is placed above every other priority. Am I right? Godly mothers in an ungodly world love their husbands. So that's point number one. Number two, love your children. Again, here in verse 4. Loving your children does not mean giving them everything they want and making sure that they keep up with the world. Loving your children requires discipline. Proverbs 23:13, do not withhold discipline from a child. If you punish him with a rod, he will not die. Punish him with a rod and save his soul from death. So discipline is a sign of love. I know someone here in Florida that was put in jail for spanking his child in public. Boy, I think a whole bunch of our fathers would be in jail here today if they still held to that then as they do now. But if you notice that this society hates the Word of God, have you noticed that? They hate the Word of God and they hate godly instruction. I repeat, godly women are mocked and ridiculed in the United States today. You are mocked for following the Word of God. Here's another great truth from the Proverbs. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Teach them now not to lie, number one. Number two, to esteem others better than themselves. Number three, which really should be number one, love the Lord. Teach your child to love the Lord. For your sons, treat them how to love a woman. Amen, men. They're watching you. They're watching you to see how you treat your wife and how you treat your mother. They're watching you. Also, teach your children how to have a Christian worldview, or better yet, instilling in them a Christian worldview. Mothers, this comes from you, first and foremost. This includes honoring God, treat people kind, show mercy to people. Number four, that abortion is unacceptable, like homosexuality. Number five, that God is the giver and the sustainer of life, not women, not the government. It might be your body, but the human life inside of you, once conceived, now belongs to the Lord. Regardless of what the New York Times or CNN tells you, get your truth and instruction from the Word of God, not from the television. Get it from here, your only source of truth. Also, regarding the Christian worldview, teach them that sin will be punished. God punishes sin. Evil debauchery is sin. Okay. Also, mothers, you need to care for the spiritual, emotional, and physical needs of your kids. Psalm 127:3, it says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them." Love that verse. Paul said to Timothy, he said, "I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother, Lois, and in your mother, Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well." So Timothy's godly instruction was passed down from his grandmother to his mother to her son, and from him went to Timothy to the thousands, and we're still reading it here 2,000 years later. So godly mothers, love your husband and your children. Now my last encouragement for godly mothers, number three, is develop Christian character. Five areas here. A, be self-controlled. The King James says be discreet. New American Standard says live or be sensible. New Living Translation says live wisely. This means to be sober-minded. Think about what you're doing with your life. Now, the Cretans were known for a lack of self-control. This is a fruit of the Spirit as well, self-control. It influences all that we do or don't do. 1 Timothy 2:9 says, "Women should adorn themselves in respectable apparel with modesty and self-control." So women, allow God to bring out the best in you. Ladies, the Lord Jesus also said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." Number two, for develop Christian character, be pure. This relates to a commitment to your marriage vows. Me and Darren were talking in my office. You know, this is the real evidence of your salvation. You know, sometimes I hear some people say the evidence of your salvation is speaking in tongues. But I say the evidence to your salvation is how you treat your wife. Let me see how you treat your wife. That is the evidence to me. How do you treat your wife? That's where it starts. That's where it ends. Show me a godly man, and I'll show you someone a godly married man, and I'll show you someone who treats his wife right. That's the evidence of your salvation. So be pure. Be a faithful wife and mother. Also, this relates to being the best spiritual influence in your home. 1 Peter 3:1, it says, likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, that they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives, when they see your respectful and pure conduct. So that was point number two here. Be pure. Number three, or C, work at home. Work at home. In the time of Titus, there were false teachers who were dividing families with their teaching. Many worldly elements worked against families today. Paul is not prohibiting women from working outside the home, but he clearly urges that the home takes a position of priority in our lives. Now, Christian homes are created. They don't just happen. They don't just happen because you get married. A home, a Christian home, is created by you. Someone once said, it is the simple fact that there is no greater task, responsibility, and privilege in this world than to make a home. I was thinking of Mark and Amanda's, their oldest son, Giovanni. I got the privilege of reading a letter from their school teacher. Thank God he has a Christian school teacher who admits that she follows Jesus. This year, what do you do next year? What do you do next year? Or the year after that. You see, the time might come when you might have to take matters into your own hands, you see. Now, if the Sills were here, Jennifer could tell you, she homeschooled her oldest son. Sometimes that might be what you have to do. To protect and watch out over your kids, you might have to homeschool them. I know others do that as well. Number D, be kind. Kindness deals with doing good, being benevolent toward others, having a giving nature. God loves a cheerful giver. I encourage you, err on the side of kindness. Be kind one to another. And the last point on here, submit to your husband. God has created an order which includes a masculine headship, not of authority, but of responsibility and loving care. Husbands, you are going to be held accountable and you're responsible for your wives. Let me say again the words of the Apostle Peter. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, so that even if some don't obey the word, that without a word they can be won by the conduct of their wives. When they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear. It's 1 Peter 3:1. All right, so there's some instruction out of the Bible for how to be a godly woman in an ungodly world. I heard about a little boy sitting on his front steps with his face cradled in his hands, looking forlorn. So his dad came home and asked him what was wrong. The little boy looked up at his father and said, well, just between us, Dad, I'm having trouble getting along with your wife, too. The mom ministry is one of the toughest assignments God can ever give somebody. She's got to be as insightful as a psychologist, as tough as a Marine Corps drill instructor, as gentle as a nurse. She has to be a labor and management negotiator, a teacher, an electrician, a plumber, and a carpenter. It requires an endless supply of energy, a massive amount of patience, an iron will, and a recognition of the fact that if she ever gets sick, she has to get well before the end of the school day.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hold you and to wipe your tears away, but the door